Undue Influence by Anita Bruckner, read by Diana Quick. Chapter 1. It is my conviction that everyone is profoundly eccentric. Those people I pass on my way to work every morning almost certainly harbour unimaginable fantasies. Nor are my neighbours entirely to be trusted. Once my mother and I were disturbed by the sounds of a ferocious altercation coming from the flat above ours in Montague Mansions, yet the following day we were able to address our usual greeting to the stately widow who lived there, and who was visited, as far as we knew, only by her son, an economist at the Department of Trade and Industry. Shortly afterwards, she informed my mother that she was going to live with her son in Maida Vale. This was somehow understood to be a sensible arrangement, arrived at in a mature manner, although to judge from that epochal argument it seemed less than reasonable. She was in the habit of looking in on my mother, who rarely left the flat. "Poor boy, his marriage didn't work out," she said, with a lovely show of tolerance, but my mother reported the gleam of victory in her fine eyes. She had promised to keep in touch after she moved, but my mother died, and the widow failed to put in an appearance. I dismissed this as normal behaviour, and was able to do so because by that time I had come to realise that most people are entirely inconsistent, and that one is advised to treat them gently, keeping one's scepticism to oneself. Not to let it show is a desideratum of civilized behavior. My other conviction is that everything is connected. That widow in the upstairs flat, whom I knew only...